thank all of the speakers for their honesty and for keeping to time. Right, Pete tells me...
I'm just going to get the glasses.
No. I'm not interrupting.
There you go. All right, Pete tells me we're due to try and have tea or coffee at about 25 to, so we've got at least 15 or 16 minutes. So this is the point where we open... questions to the floor for the panel and those of us that have written the report as well. If you want to aim your questions to what's in the report, feel free to do that as well. So, do I have anybody that wants to start with a question? Yeah. We've had. Okay. Well, if you were one of those protesters, do you want to speak now?
I'm a flag protester. I'm quite annoyed by the panel today because, I mean.
What do you represent, sir?
Yeah.
What do you represent, sir? People are involved in money, all the car about.
The protests were set up by the people because the people had grievances.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always flag protesting, that there was never any clear leadership because we tried to keep it that way. And there was a piece in, I think, is that Lady Gaga in the interview? And she says that the paralympics had quite a big part to play in the protest. Not as far as I was involved. I was there, you know, I protested every day. Quite heavily pregnant, and I was protesting the violence. There was.
Why won't these actually warning people to stay away?
No, as the report says, and as Katie pointed out, we say that the paramilitaries weren't leading the process. So let me be clear. That's what Katie said, and that's what the report.
Actually, people to stay away. So why were they involved? Does it made out as if they were involved in it? That the complete opposite of it. There was individual members involved of their own.
No, what I'm trying to say is the report doesn't say that they organised it, and Katie didn't say that they were organising it.
Why were they brought into a report that didn't involve them? They were actively telling people to stay away. So why were they involved in a report saying that they were involved? The one there was single members of very few members, but when it came to actual organisation, they were actively encouraging people to stay away, which I was disgusted about. Because as a protester, I felt everybody should have been there. All strands of loyalism, unionism should be united.
We also talked about the flag protest in past tense for some reason today. The flag protests are still going on, and they are still greatly so. But the reason that there's not as many in numbers is because the SNI have put bail conditions on hundreds of people, saying that they are not allowed to protest. Which is a human right, I don't agree with it, and it's something that I have been looking into. But that is the reason why there's not as many at City Hall in Saturday. Mm-hmm. There's quite a good crowd, I mean, there's 30, 40 people, most weeks.
Okay.
So to speak about the flag protest in a past tense is ridiculous, you know. I feel like the flag protesters haven't been represented.
No. Okay.
Parliamentary bees are here representing us.
Okay. All right. Well, you've had your comment, and I know Jamie's got his hand up at the back there, so Jamie can also.
Yeah, maybe just to put a little bit of bones on sort of what Julian was touching on there. Firstly, I think for the both of you thing, I think it's important that academics and other people get together and look at the causes of the flag protests. I listened to Sam Shane Day, and he's absolutely entitled to it. I'm in no way attacking you or criticizing you. But, you know, Charter and that particular section of loyalism. And as Sam probably said today, and senior members of Charter said on the video, he didn't support the flag protest at the time. Now, I believe that it goes a lot wider than simply anti-social behaviour and all the things like that. The flag protest had an undercurrent of a deep political disenchantment within sections of loyalism, especially younger sections of loyalism. And I understand the point that Sam's trying to make, that nobody wants to go back to the bad old days. That was not the intention. And for many people, peaceful protest and protesting was the only way to have our voices heard in terms of how how do we influence the political situation which we disagree with? And I think it's important to make a distinction between somebody who is a political dissenter, such as myself, who is against the peace process. However, that does not mean that I want to go shoot, bomb, and kill people, which is an entirely different thing. And I think sometimes, not in this report, but in general, just to make the point, that those lines get blurred. And I think that people who are anti-agreement and who are dissenting of the agreement should be accepted as long as they do that in a peaceful and democratic way. To touch on another point, it might be a bit surprising to hear me say this. Through the protests, I do have issues with a lot of the policing. I'll not go into it because it's ongoing cases that wouldn't want to jeopardise that. However, you know, I recognise that the PS and I had a difficult job to do, and I recognise that they were stuck in the middle of two sides. But all I would say is that in future, the PS and I would need to show clear sort of guidelines and leadership. I think that's something that was touched on. I don't think it purposefully went out to cause confusion, but sadly, the way it went, there was confusion. But just closing, because I'm sure there's a lot of people on the screen, I want to thank the people who put the report together, because there's parts of it I don't agree with, but it's good that academics have taken the time to go out and speak to people and hear people's views, and hopefully it's something else that we build upon in the future. And young loyalists who are against the agreement have a voice, and that voice will be pushed out by sort of people who are more politically pleasing to the establishment. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I just make a comment?
You can, sorry, sit, and then we'll cut you.
So I fully understand what the young girl said there, and Jamie as well. And you're right, there was people on the ground. It was, I already said the charter was on the street, encouraging young people not to take part in protest. And I agree 100% on that. But, you know, there was an ally. I'm not saying you or that your mom was saying it, or indeed anybody else in the audience, were part of an antisocial behaviour element to that. But there was an element to that that was causing anti-social behaviour on the interfaces. And I would say that there was quite a few people who wanted the ordinary passive protest, peaceful protest. And I agree, but peaceful protest, if it's peaceful. But when there's an element in there that wants to cause trouble, you know, it was blatant, the whole process, the whole flag process was being blatant by anti-social behaviour. You know, and there's people in the audience here today. I think we had a meeting every day and every night with the PSNI and local community practitioners to try and resolve the issues on the ground.
By forcing people off the ground?
There was
a death. If RLB2 was forcing people off the ground, which is unacceptable, then people had a right to be there. They felt strongly in what they believed in. So you were on the ground telling people to go home whenever they have a right to protest.
I said we were encouraging young
no,
people.
No, coming off. That's the same thing.
All right. Can we?
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I got to start with. Which is the thing about single identity work and the big question you never like that, which I very much agree with. I think it has got lots of problems associated with it. I think it started because people couldn't work out how to do cross community work. We couldn't get people to come in to funding for cross community work and said, well, maybe we do the single identity work first. So I think we have to recognise where it came from. But I think the problem is that any work you're trying to do in terms of working in community needs to have a critical inquiry, and the problem was not single identity work in itself, but that it didn't have this element of critical inquiry, thinking about who we are and what we are. I remember one of the first bits that I remember being funded was an exhibition of orange banners, but there was actually in a sense no critical inquiry in that. It was just a descriptive picture, here are orange banners. It didn't encourage people really to think about who they are and what they are. Now, one of the things that strikes me about this report is you really are challenging many of the assumptions we make about what happened during the protest. So I think that's what it's valuable about. It's saying there are assumptions about what caused it, what its impact was, who was involved in it, and it actually starts inquiring into our analysis of those things. And we're starting to do that here now in this discussion about whether Parliament has been involved, should they have been involved, should they have been encouraging people not to be involved. So the question I have, I don't know whether you're doing it already, but are you taking this into communities and using this to have these critical inquiries about thinking about who we are and what we are and what we were doing? And that may in fact be very useful in helping to learn, everybody to learn from this process. So you know, this discussion, which has just been happening, could really be developed and be a very useful discussion. And I'm just wondering, are you doing that, and is there a mechanism for doing that?
I don't know, Paul, what we have got a few things we're working on.
Yes, I mean, if I could make a brief response to that, and also, if I may, Dominic, just to the first point about the representation of the protesters at this event, I'd just like to make a distinction between this seminar this morning and the report itself, because there are many people not represented on the platform today. For example, there are no representatives of the nationalist community in Georgetown, who felt that this whole affair impacted very seriously upon them. There's no representative from the Alliance Party, who were the main target of it. We had to kind of look at this in terms of what can you do in a certain space of time. But do come back to me, just by all means, but listen to this point, please, first, that the report actually gives voice to the protesters. We interviewed a lot of protesters. Kitty Radford did most of the interviews, and she made it her business to make sure she represented protesters of every stripe, people who felt very strongly about the flag, people who didn't feel that strongly about the flag but felt very strongly about the loyalist identity. All those voices are in the report. So I would ask you to consider the report and not just...
To the end, there was 55 protesters and 1,000 loyalist streets that were interviewed. I mean, I wasn't interviewed. I've recently been elected to Belfast City Council, and I would say all that black protesters cross me, that people know my thoughts and feelings through black protests.
The question isn't really whether people were interviewed or not, because we can't interview everybody. The question, and this is and criticism can come from this, is whether you accurately represent the range of views in the report. So if you feel that certain views are not represented, that is a fair criticism. You can't expect any research to interview everybody. So the key is, do we capture people's views here? And you could say we do or we don't. But whether we caught everybody to interview, of course, that's impossible.
No, I understand. But it wasn't that broader range of people that were interviewed for the study.
Okay.
I'm not actually talking about the interviews. I'm just talking about who was going to represent protesters here today. This seminar was about the fact that protesters, and he'd bring somebody that couldn't care less about them, and then I'm like, both parties, why not invite somebody to the interview? Did you interview Chucky there, or Winston, as part of the thing? Part of the document?
When you...
If not them, why not invite somebody that actually spoke so that they can put our point across? There's nobody here that puts our point across.
Well,
this is always the group of people that... Apart from Jimmy Grayson, no, maybe a couple of other ones, but who actually cares about the people that you're talking about here?
Well, I'd have to tell you that I know a lot of people in this room, and a lot of these people care. And that's why they're here.
Well, I'm the one speaking off for other people.
Right.
I asked a question about policing. You said you have learnt, the police service have learnt a lot through the flag protest. Could I ask you specifically, what have you learned about unnotifying protest parades?
Could I ask what's the basis of that question? What are you specifically asking me in terms of the legalities of it?
Yeah. Who wants to do that again?
Well, again, this is no longer my role. Where we would be currently today, I'd have to go back and specifically research, sir, because I'm sure that's also probably part of an ongoing consultation. So I'm not going to be able to give you an authoritative answer on that today.
Okay. Well, we're going to have one more, and I've been told we've got to finish up in a minute.
Thanks, Dominic. Obliged. Two quick points, and they're qualifications to the report. I think, first of all, just because the PS and I could not identify leadership doesn't mean to say there wasn't leadership. That's the first thing. And secondly, in regards to PS and I intelligence, it depended a lot on paramilitary touts. And those paramilitary touts didn't know what was happening because paramilitaries weren't involved in the recent protest, no information came back. To my knowledge, paramilitaries only got involved when the chief constable pleaded with them to get involved and get some leadership there.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll thank everybody for coming. There is going to be tea and coffee out there. I would say in response, if you want an engagement over this report and you want us to be involved in events, then you won't find us lacking in coming to do that. And over the years, I have to tell you, because I've been involved in looking at this flags problem for 16 years now, all right, and I've been to many loyalist areas and stood up in front of people and spoken and taken criticism on it. So please come back to us. We will come and talk to people. We will listen and debate it. If we can be a help with this, take the report out and come back to us. All right, and I promise you will get us engaged. Okay, do you want to just finish then and we'll...
Could you just take that on board for things from now on?
Yes.
The parliamentaries don't represent everybody from the Protestant Union as well as the community. Parliamentaries are only a small section of a big community.
Yes, okay. Indeed. Yes. Okay. All right. Listen, thank you, everybody. Tea and coffee is out there. Thank you.